Fergus, a very successful Congress here. Great debate. Some things was interesting. A number of motions were withdrawn, but they'll be coming back at special Congress. But all in all, I think everything pretty much going in the right direction.
Absolutely, Chris, it was an excellent advertisement actually for the whole county, and the way that, you know, Donegal Town, Rambison, three clubs in particular, I would say, Four Masters, Neave Breach and St Noel's, the three of them did powerful work, and Sean Dunyan obviously played a big part in this. That's my predecessor, and I took up that role from today onwards, basically. But no, a fantastic Congress here in Donegal, and great to have it.
There was a lot of positivity. Uachtaráin Dreadlock Burns and his looking forward. You get the feeling he's very upbeat about the future, despite the many challenges that are out there.
There are, of course, many, many challenges. We're in a changing world almost. People talk about a new order worldwide. The GA is not going to miss out on any of that either. Like, there's going to be difficulties ahead. But I think he's been a bold president in his first year, and I think the first thing that he did was the. If you look at Gaelic football now and you look at the crowds coming back and enjoying it, it's a much more open game. And the new rules, well, maybe they won't all go the full distance. It's certainly a more attractive game, I think, to watch now, Chris. And I think that Uachtaráin has to be applauded for that there as well. I think the way the convention was run, even with, you mentioned, the motions there, you know, some were passed, some failed, and some were withdrawn. And I think common sense certainly prevailed throughout.
There was a figure of more than 2 billion euro, the social value of the Gaelic Athletic Association and all the games to the country. It's a staggering figure, but as Gerald Burns alluded to, you know, you can't think of Ireland without the GAA. It plays an enormous role in our society.
Yeah, 2.87 million, I think, is the conservative figure that they mentioned. He did use the word conservative as well, but that is the estimated value of that to Ireland. He also talked about the cultural value of that, and, you know, a place where we all belong, as the GAA's logo or slogan says. So, yeah, it's a tremendous organisation, and I think now that more games will be shown, as he alluded to as well, next year, and we're going to see this new GA Plus, which is going to be very, very, very interesting to see that roll out as well.